Amongst the many festivals celebrated in India, the festival of Mahashivratri assumes special significance. The festival is celebrated with full devotion everywhere. Now is the time to recognize the spiritual significance of Mahashivratri. Shivratri is the night of Shiva. Here, Ratri symbolizes darkness, the darkness due to absence of virtues and divine qualities in human beings. Today, there is utter disregard for human, moral and spiritual values. Minds are corrupted with vices. This period is described in the scriptures as dharmaglani, or irreligiousness. The question is, will this state of affairs continue forever? Who will put an end to this evil and bring the sense to this world? This task is beyond the reach of any human form. Only one Almighty, Authority God can do this. He is Shiva, meaning benefactor of all. He has no physical body or physical form. He is a point of divine light and might. He has a form which is subtler than the subtlest. We cannot see him with the physical eye. God Shiva, who is the creator or the conscient seed of this human world tree, has an extremely subtle and minute seed-like form. Jyotirlingam or Shivalingam represents the self-effulgent light form of God. He is called by different names in different religions. The divine message of Shivratri is that the Supreme Father, God Shiva, has once again descended in this long night of darkness. He is here to wipe out sorrow and peacelessness from the face of earth. Every human being of this world can attain peace and happiness only from Him by lovingly remembering Him. This is called Raja Yoga. The meaning of Upavasa. Upa means near, Vasa means to stay with. Upavasa means to be with God through mind and intellect. Let the mind discover lasting peace in the remembrance of the Supreme Soul. Abstinence from food also symbolizes sacrifice, a resolve to give up all impurities to become a pure soul. The meaning of Jagran is to be watchful so that no evil enters in us due to the slumber of ignorance. Let the vices not capture our minds. Let us not be a victim of vikarma or bad actions that bring us sorrow and restlessness. Let the tongue not be stretched by bad words. It is time to inculcate the spirit of Shivratri throughout our lifetime. Wishing you all a very happy Mahashivratri.